Today I'd like to talk about animals. Please listen to me carefully. Look at these pictures. A Japanese otter and a Siberian tiger. Both of them are dying out now. Japanese otters once lived all around Japan. But in 1948, they were seen only in a part of Shikoku. They were caught to make fur coats and medicine. They usually live near rivers and eat fish. But rivers have changed. Their houses were broken because people built new roads and banks along rivers. Rivers became dirty and it became difficult to find fish. Today, we believe a few Japanese otters still live in Shikoku. Siberian tigers were also caught to make fur coats and medicine. People cut down trees to make farms in the forests, and there were fewer animals which the tigers could eat. People also hunted the tigers for fun. Now, only about 200 tigers live in Siberian forests. I have told you sad stories. This time, I will tell you a good story. It is about mountain gorillas. In 1960, there were about 450 gorillas in the Virunga region. It belongs to three countries in Africa. But in 1981, the number of the gorillas in the Virunga region was only 250. These countries were not happy about that. They wanted to help the gorillas and got more guards to protect them. The guards also protected the forests because the forests are important for the life of the gorillas. Now, about 300 gorillas live in the Virunga region. In this way, the gorillas are protected. Some animals are dying out. If these animals die out, we could never see them again on this earth. Some people have already started saving the animals, but more people all over the world should do something to save them.